Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Life Transforming Advice, Shir number 19. Even a person with a lot of life experience and great control over their thoughts and emotions will still find some unusual situations where those reactions will feel negative. But he can use the ability he has already to weigh the situation more objectively and to challenge that negative way of thinking. And that allows the person a great degree of control over their reactions. So, when you realize you're reacting counterproductively, try to challenge your initial reaction. Explain to yourself why that event is not really as negative as you originally considered it to be. Tell yourself reasons why not to keep thinking in those patterns that lead you to resentment and anger. But those reasons have to be real to you. That may take persistence, may need to learn more svarim that talk about looking at the positive way of thinking and serving Hashem with simcha and looking at the tzarat toiv and so on and so forth. Eizo asher hasameach b'chelkai, and internalize that. Some people do this for a few seconds and then they give up. But they give up too soon. It's a skill. Like any skill, it takes time. It takes practice to be efficient at it. You write down your negative thoughts on the left side of a column. And then on the right side, you write positive ways of looking at that very event or situation. Over time, your mind develops and starts thinking differently. Thinking in a more positive way, in a more helpful way to you. A person sometimes lacks the flexibility to look at life that way. They're used to thinking one way. That causes you misery and saying it's impossible to change and finish. That's the attitude of many people. I'm realistic. Realistic really is not realistic. It's just a negative way of looking at things. There's no basis of such an opinion very often. That doesn't mean you go around and say it positive in just a very dreamy-like way, in an unrealistic way. It has to be real to you, but there are so many positive ways to look at any given situation that will save a person from unnecessary sadness or heartache. Everyone has experiences that affected them. And when you're aware of those experiences and you have more confidence in your ability to change the way you look at things, and if you can't find a positive way of looking at things, ask someone to help you, an outsider. Could see more positive than you because they're not biased. They could see it. They're not as emotionally evolved as you. So even if someone had a difficult childhood, and very often even people that had pretty decent childhoods, but they had a lot of pain in there as well, it's kedai to talk to a wise outsider mentor that will put it in perspective and mention, yes, these things were difficult, but this was a learning experience and see how much you've grown. And what you could take from it, what gifts you got from it. Now, he brings down from the Pachad Yitzchak, that's Rav Huttner, in his letters, page 205, he says that there are times when a person's heart and mind is closed, and you have new ideas are not able to penetrate your mind yet. But nevertheless, keep the ideas in your mind. Keep it as a possibility in your mind, even though you can't accept it right now. If you know it's a good concept, eventually your mind will be receptive and it'll be part of your attitude once you let it be there and you think along those lines. Command David Rahman Latav of it. Everything Hashem does is for the best. Yisrina Ayman Achoyshech. How sometimes even from the darkness comes forth a great light. You can't accept it right away, but keep it in your mind. Ultimately, you keep davening, you keep working through things. Ultimately, you'll get to actually feel these things. Another thing that sounds depressing, but it really isn't. It says the best way to gain a proper perspective about life is to visit a cemetery. We have many problems, but that's part of being alive. Compared to those buried in a cemetery, how serious are our difficulties? So there's a sense of proportion to our events. Right, spilling soup on our clothing and ruining it so that we needed to go to the cleaners and clean our suit is a distress. But compared to, let's say, an outbreak of nuclear war, right? It's nothing from a scale of 1 to 100. What is your spilling your soup on the suit compared to a nuclear war? And so on and so forth. Rav Nachum of Aradna used to say that if I had died and Hashem told me I could come back alive again, how happy would I be? And so now that I'm still alive, I should have the same simcha. You woke up in the morning. Maidani lefanecha. We just mentioned Kol Man D'Avad Rachmana L'Tav Avad. That's a Maimer. The Shulchan Aruch says it. Aruch Chaim, Reish Lamed, Sif Hey, and it's from Rabbi Akiva. A person should have acquire the habit of saying always whatever Hashem does is for the good. It's interesting that it's in Shulchan Aruch. And this is a living through the true Torah perspective, to see the good. Yeah, sometimes there's Avelis. Mourning is appropriate. Tisha B'Av, by Levaya, or by Nicham Avelim, or these type of things, comforting somebody that's in a terrible, painful situation, then, yes, of course, there's an inyan of being much more serious and being much more feeling the pain of somebody else, 100%. But the bottom line is, in most cases, our standard internalization is that it's good. There's a different subject, not for now, of how to handle, even in those difficult situations, how to have an inner calmness and peace, even on Tisha B'Av, even by a levaya of a very dear friend or dear relative, which is not an easy thing at all. But the idea is, though, is when you look back at your life, Rav Zisha was on the Madrega, right? They said, the Maggid said, someone came to him, why... You know, someone asked Taka, why, how could you be happy about the Tibi Mavarech al Ara? How could you do that? So the Maggid, the Mizrich said, go to Rav Zusha. He was very, very poor. He sometimes lacked basic necessities even, but he was always happy. And they found Rav Zusha and they told him what the Maggid said. Explain, how could you bench Hashem with joy over things that are negative, misfortunes? Rav Zusha said, I'm surprised the Rebbe sent you to me about this. You should ask somebody who suffered misfortunes. I had nothing bad happen in my life. Only good things have happened to me. So Rav Zusha was on that Madrega. So we may not be on that Madrega, but we could still try to find the good in things. The Mesil Shisharim says every aspect of our life is a challenge or a test. You could look at that as a big burden and get worried about it, or you could look at it that life is never boring. Life is never mundane. Life is always meaningful because every situation occurrence is different than any other situation. Every minute is an opportunity for growth and elevation. When you have confidence, and this is why self-confidence is so important in this scenario, where if Hashem gave you a challenge, he gives you the ability to handle the challenge, it's much easier to deal with. Now, Rabbi Ruchem Lvovitz said also to realize that no two situations is alike. And every single second is different from every other second. The Arizal said that every tefillah is different than the previous tefillah. Every day is different than every other day. So there's no simple formula on how to relieve a person from the need to use his mind to think about how the Torah requires him to handle any given situation. And that brings the person to a freshness every day, to looking at new ways to look at everything every single day. Hashem is mechadesh the bria, we're mechadesh ourselves. And this will help us go get through life, that even though we have some bumps in the road, what we call bumps, we can look back at it. Sometimes when we're in the middle of an assignment, it's harder. When we're past it a little bit, we could see it with a clearer picture. And we see the good in every situation. And this helps us in our machshavas to be happier, to be calmer, to have more menuchas hanefesh, and to recognize that we all have that ability to control our machshavas to the best of our ability. Hashem does give us more kayach than we think we have. Bracha and hatzlacha.